in Marshall and all up in there, there's not any of
them. Well, now where my grandson teaches at Mountain Home, you never see one.
No, you never
see
them. People grow up there. My mama said she never had till she was about 18. She went to Little Rock one time. And she didn't know what they were.
Now, when I was a child and lived out here on the farm, we hardly ever saw one because they didn't come that far. They just didn't go that. One time one come through on a mule and it was just like an elephant would come through. Every kid would run out and just look at him and it was pitiful. And he was on a mule, a buck man. But they're plentiful now, most ever. Well, we don't have any too many right here in town. They've never moved down here from off the mountain.
Well, I guess that's why I never had noticed.
But now they come here and trade. They come here and trade all the time. Them up across the cattle comes and then this colony up here, they trade up here. Good folks. We've just got some good color. And we have our schools been going overboard. We've got lots of them. I think the first year we had around 30. And now I don't know what it is. It's just, it's just going leaps and bounds. And they never have had any trouble, I don't think.
That's good.
They said, I believe the first year that they were in there, there's a white boy and a black boy got into a fight. And everybody just stood off and watched them. And when they got through, they just shook hands and they liked them. Nobody never done nothing, never raised no ruckus. Neither one side never jumped in on the other. And they just let them fight
it
out.
That's good.
You
know?
And I've never heard a ripple yet. So I'm awfully proud. If we've got to have them, I'd rather we wouldn't have ever. But then, since we do, I'm glad that they're just agreeable and get along.
Well, in talking about white people now, the kind of white people who are good for nothing kind of lazy.
Yes.
Now, how do you refer to them when you're talking about them? They call them up.
Well, I generally say deadbeat. Because I think anybody don't work, that's all it can be.
Have you ever heard of called a white trash?
Yes, very much, yes.
Well, now what about people who live way back off in the hills that never come to town, and you just don't ever see them, they don't get, and they don't know anything about the ways and everything. Yeah, you call those people, do you call them hillbillies, or?
No. That'd be it, I guess.
Have you heard?
Yes, I've heard of hillbillies.
You've heard of that?
Yes.
Have you heard of mountain hoosiers?
Yes.
You've heard that too?
Mountain hoosiers.
Would that be that somebody
But I couldn't think right then. But that's right. That's just what they'd be.
Something like that. If you wanted to know, how many times somebody does something like go to town or something, you might say, how many times you go to town, you might say, how
often?
Yeah. And, this next is just for pronunciation, I'm just going to point to these and you can say what this is. This is my
foreign.
And, this is my
hair.
And, this is my
ear.
And, this is
throat.
And then all around is your
neck.
And, this is the
palm of your hand.
Now, this is the
fist.
And, here, the places where you get your aches and pains that bend, those are your
muscles.
And then the, here and here where your fingers
knuckles
move. And, the upper part of a man's body is called his
chest.
And then this part up here is
shoulder.
And this is your
hand.
And this